Starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I know. People are mad at me because we're waiting until right now to talk Nebraska ball. It's been a lot of stuff.
We've been holding off for the biggest part of the show.
That's the problem, because there's so much that happened. We could use 5 hours today, but we only have three.
So, and I asked.
You did.
I texted
in 6 hours.
I asked for 6 hours of the show.
Six.
So I thought maybe you guys had some idea how cool yesterday was, but obviously it didn't.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Swim did not watch the Ole Miss-Georgia game either.
He also didn't sleep for 2 days straight, so he had to catch up on some Z's there.
He's been doing fitness.
Some, yeah. Tonight, in Lincoln, Pinnacle Bank Arena, 8 p.m. Unfortunately, for some reason, on Peacock. I don't get that.
What?
It's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Sorry,
on
the Bill.
Hold on, I get it on something else, though. Someone's
told YouTube me. TV, you can watch
YouTube,
it.
I get it on that. So
it's on the P.
It's on, yeah, here
on
we go.
You have 12-1, ninth-ranked Michigan State, 12-1 versus 13th-ranked, 13-0 Nebraska. The spread as of this morning, Nebraska a 2.5-point favorite against Tom Izzo and the Spartans. If they were to win this game, you're looking at likely top 10 Nebraska in next week's poll.
Nebraska's favorite against the top 10 team now.
They are. 2.5-point favorite tonight against Michigan as of right now.
That's number 9 Michigan State.
That's number 9.
Has there ever been a bigger game?
Well, I think
I'd say no. Just my reason. I'm giving my reason first and you guys counterpoint. Is that Nebraska's, this is uncharted. We're 13-0. It's never happened, right?
Right.
So, and you're playing, and we're playing a top 10 team.
Top 10 team.
This is the biggest game ever, in my
regular
opinion.
Season.
Regular season, in my opinion.
I can't argue.
Well, let's go back to our conversation.
I'd have to.
Well, no, Sunday was huge. That got you to the dance.
Yeah,
but,
that was the regular season.
But here's what we talked about this offseason, and we said it seriously, that Nebraska is always just a bubble team. They're nothing better than a bubble team, either in, barely in, or barely out. It's not March yet. It's a long ways away. But if you were to win tonight, it's like, all right, yes, they're a very good team. They can prove that they're legitimate, and this is not just a sneak in the dance. They're going to be real and good the whole year.
I'd measure it. Here's one way to measure it, Bill. No Sit Sunday, I had to cover, I was at the Journal Star, wrote a column for the game, and they ran it on page A1, not sports. They ran the column on the front page. Now, I don't know if they do that in this game. I don't know if we'd get say simple, you're right.
And that's the end. But there was an end to that. I mean, they had to have that win,
right?
Here you don't. I can't imagine a bigger vibe. It's Friday night, 8 o'clock, right?
Yes, 8 o'clock. I mean, I'll be there.
It's on the P.
Yep. And so it's going to be nuts. The Haymarket's going to be nuts. It'll be packed by 6 o'clock. So it's not one of those games. If this game was at 5:30. Much harder. The build up for this is enormous.
Yes,
I can't imagine one ever being bigger than this. The vibe inside this place will be nuts,
raucous.
Yes,
Fred Hoiberg said this is this might be the fastest team he's ever seen from Izzo. That's saying a lot. Now Bill will understand this because he played basketball. I always talk about Michigan State, and this is why I love Michigan State basketball. They run on. Mm. Made shots.
They do.
They pull the ball out of the net and run. They're on you. It is a fascinating thing to watch their style of play. They run on made shots. They constantly pressure you. Bill, you get it. They're on you. Yeah. Made shot. I almost did. I didn't. But they're on you. And this team's fast. They will be on you. You have to get back on even made shots. They also rebound the heck of it. Rebound the heck out of it. But, again, Nebraska's favorite. Fred, if you listen to his press conference, he does the same thing. You could just rewind the last Michigan State game, and it feels like he's talking about the same thing. It's the same thing every time. It's these things we're talking about. But Nebraska this time is probably the better team.
Michigan State's only loss this year, a 6-point loss at home to Duke, who is a top 5 team. So
6-point loss at home to Duke.
66-60. They lost December 6th to Duke, and that's all they have for L's.
If you're Michigan State, you're very excited about this game also.
100%.
I mean, if you're Izzy, you're going like this, they're so thankful that Nebraska's good. They don't want to roll in here to a 7-6 team. And play like, okay, what do we do? Let's go try to play. If we win, no, they
no, you're right.
You want to play in these games.
100.
And so they're If I'm one of their players, you're going like, all right, man, this is on today. They'll have a little shoot around today at some point in time, but that's going to be a wow.
Rebounding will be big. This is what Fred said. Michigan State's big, big, big. A lot of the times, Cohen Carr is at the three, and then they've generally got two bigs in there at all times.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
That's what we're going to see every night for the remaining 18 games of our schedule. Bigs.
The good
news, have to rebound.
The good news for Nebraska is that we did see it for the first time all season against New Hampshire. Oogie got for his first playing time.
Yes.
He's had a back injury of sorts. He had, you know, looked good. He had 7 points in 11 minutes. Again, you won't see big minutes from him yet. It's going to work his way in. But that's somebody that can help spell Rink Mast and Jared Garcia in the post and give some more, you know, more of a presence there.
Yep. That helps. So there you go. There's a big game. There's a big game at Penn. Will
you be there tonight, Sip?
I don't know.
Steve
portal
will be there.
Stuff.
It's the biggest, potentially the biggest.
No, but here's the thing. Remember the Creighton game?
Yeah.
Sip, we got to go to the Creighton game.
Yes.
Robin and
yeah.
Sean Sip, we got to go to the Creighton game. What was I doing in the second half?
Working football.
I was working a story about Rob Arch. To the game, Sip. Go to the game.
Yeah, portal stuff all night.
Oh, just write the portal at the game. I mean,
and that's where my face appeared, right in front of yours.
Take us back, Bill.
I just Sip's typing. I'm walking up there with Brian Morrow, who is the president and owner of Pinnacle Bank.
Halftime.
And so we're walking up at halftime, and Sipple is up there. And he's got the glasses down, and he's working now.
Yeah.
So I just slid in right in front of him, right over the top of his of his laptop.
Stand
right there. And he looks up. Oh, scared him. He kind of, whoa. Now, I didn't.
He's standing right there.
I had a comment or two, but I was only there about 10 seconds because I knew he was working.
Yeah, he's working.
And
yeah,
so I didn't get. I go, this is his workspace. I'm not getting in the
writing
mode.
Very respectful.
Yeah. But I was
very
fun.
Respectful.
I knew it was you because you had the Buc-ee's sticker on there, so I could see the Buc-ee's sticker. So I'm like, there's Sip right there.
Now, what is that one, Jake?
That's Early Bird.
Oh, that's Early Bird. Yeah.
The Bird. Yes.
The Bird.
The Bird, yeah. The Bird has its own sticker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Mike gave us.
Yeah. Mike from Waterloo, yes.
Yeah. Will you see Brian Morrow, the owner of Pinnacle Bank?
I might. I'll be at the game. I don't know where Brian's sitting.
I don't know what game it was either, but Nicole told me one time, she goes, I wanted to videotape Jake. Because they were
at the game?
They were sitting right behind you. And they go, Jake freaks out during the game.
Ooh.
And I go, what do you mean? He goes, he high-fives everybody in the section.
Confirmed.
He just goes nuts. And so we're hoping.
Like that.
So, yeah. So he gets.
To me one time in a Dolphins game. It was not good.
He gets really
not
into it.
Not good. Well, in Miami?
Yeah. I literally went up an entire section, high-fived the entire aisle. It was awful. What an idiot.
Jake, no, that's what we
want. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, the game was over. It was like to finish the game.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I was
having fun.
We like fandom.
Fandom is important.
Hold on now. Give us your itinerary tonight, Jake. What time will you be heading down?
Thank you for asking, Bill.
Yes.
I'll probably be heading toward the rail yard around 6:30.
Beer House?
I might see Cody at Beer House, yeah. Probably more the corner bar right across from the arena and the tanks down there. Gate 25, likely.
I don't even know where the Haymarket is.
Corner Bar is the former Longwell's. Longwell's is no longer anymore. It's called the Corner Bar.
Okay.
So I'll probably be there. I'm going with Michael from Wings and Rings.
Okay.
Inviting me to the game tonight.
What?
Yes, Michael Barton. Shout out to Michael.
I did not get that invite.
He had one ticket. He offered it to me. I turned him down for the Wisconsin game because somebody else had already asked me to go to the game.
Michael?
So yes.
Really?
Michael, I'm going to the game with Michael from Wings and Rings.
Make sure you compliment him on how they run that place.
I think that we sit right below the media section, too. So I'll definitely, if you're there,
if you're right there,
I'll see you.
Well, that's right, where Brian
bring
Morrow
him
sits.
Up.
I will.
Does he know how many times I've eaten there?
He probably has an idea with the, if you use credit
it's
card,
like
how many
600.
Times. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably 600 plus times.
If you are there, yeah. I will most certainly bring him up to say hi. You can thank him for
that's incredible.
His food and his restaurant.
Huskers, so you're going to the game?
Michigan State, 8 p.m. on Peacock if you're not going to the game
on the P.
For a top 15 matchup in the Big Ten.
Why is it on the P?
Sad. Hopefully it's a party in Lincoln.
It will be if they win.
I'll be out partying.
Will there be a court storming?
That's possible. It's very much in play, Bill.
So.
Very much in play.
Would they? But you know how it goes. What if Nebraska wins 83-61?
No court storming.
No.
Close game court
storming.
It's
got to be an epic. Yeah. It's got to be like we're the last play, the game's still in line, which means we get the ball and we win, yeah. Or they're taking a shot
they
to win
it
and they clank it,
yeah.
And then something.
That could be a course.
I could see. Yeah. Are the kids? The kids aren't back though from college.
True.
Yeah. Breakthrough.
The student section. Yeah, there won't. Yeah, the kids aren't back now. Does that mean? But there'll still be students.
There should
right?
be some students to come back for this game. I would. Think.
I'm going to say this for the most part, students are all back. It's the second. I mean, they're not. They're not all.
They go back to.
They're
the
not,
school the 12th.
Yeah, they're not back they're in. Back? They're not back in Lee, Nebraska, or they're not back. They're probably back in Lincoln. If you're the living in the dorms,
yeah.
Dorms are probably shut. That's
they
harder.
Are.
But if you're in living the normal life,
yeah,
you know, like
upper class,
but yeah. they're
probably back.
They're back.
Good
they're
point.
They're not home.
When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket. Oh.